It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, it's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, and it's the new year. Happy New Year. You're going to thanks for joining us again in 2021. I don't know about you, Barbecue Bob, but I didn't have a big celebration for the New Year's Eve, but I was celebrating as great as I ever have to having 2020 behind us. Just a really crazy year. Some of the stuff that happens and or happened and is keeps happening and I mean, my bright spot was I gained a bride in that year, and that was a wonderful thing for me, but the rest of it was kind of a mess. But what about you, brother? What are you thinking?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks, Jop. And it is the smokiest show on the airwaves. We're happy to have you here once a week to listen to our BS and our ponderances. It's going to be all about steaks. I had to write the year out on this show plan, and I actually said 2021.
I see that.
It was the first time I told my daughter, who's living with us right now while they build a new house, I said, wow, it's the first time I've written the year, and I got it right. That never happens.
Right.
So maybe it's a good sign.
Yeah, it is. It's a good sign. You know what? It's the way you got to look
at
it. Yeah, it's the way you got to look
Chop
at it.
Chop said it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that it is.
It's steaks, and more steaks, and probably a few mistakes, if right. I know how we do our show. But it's been, you're right, a crazy year, but a wonderful week. Christmas, the greatest holiday in the world for a reason.
Yep.
And, of course, we are a tight-knit family, so all my kids came home except my son Alex, who's off overseas serving the country. So we had a lot of fun there. We had three granddaughters around, and the funny thing happened Thursday morning. I had to get my physical. My doctor, Mark Evenhaus, kudos to you, Mark. Thanks for serving
us so well. Big-handed Dutch guy?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, there you go.
He's wow, you get creepy quick. He's retiring, and that's the last time I'll see him as a physician.
Oh, yeah, so and, you kissed him goodbye.
Let me finish. So, like all my doctors, they love grilling.
Ah, yeah.
So we spend our time talking about grilling.
Did you go through all the other doctors to get the ones that like to grill, or was it
no,
just by coincidence?
But, you know, every 5 years I go see the guy with the telescope that puts up your tailpipe, and
right.
And he loves grilling, and I've got right. some embarrassing stories about that. But Mark's the same way. My dentist is the same way and loves to hunt, Judd Carroll. And there's another one. Oh, my skin doctor. I just had to have this chunk of my forehead taken out.
Right.
Because there's so much forehead there, we reduced it a little bit.
I understand.
But it's basal cell carcinoma. And as I'm talking with him, he's shooting me up with drugs and getting me all tender up there. And he's whacking away, and he sees my Grilling Guy's shirt, and he starts talking about grilling. And, oh, my gosh, this guy's a grilling freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Miner. Who's with my dermatologist.
You know, there's a lot of them out there, too, because my wife works at a chiropractor, and every time I come in there, all he wants to do is talk about grilling. I don't go for treatment. I just go see her, dropping something off or whatever, and later earlier this week, same thing.
Does he rub your back?
He's not yet. I guess he
we're
will
not
at
to
some
that
point.
Stage of the relationship.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So anyway, I did a little sirloin on the Cajun. This I shouldn't say sirloin. I wrote sirloin on the show plan, but tenderloin.
Oh, how'd that turn
Cajun.
Out?
Beautiful.
Yeah?
Beautiful.
And not my favorite cut of meat.
And then I did one in the convection oven, and I wanted to try that method we talked about.
Was it too cold outside? I got to clip your grilling card?
No, I wanted to try
what,
that
man?
Method I was talking about last week, so it was authentic.
Okay.
And it was good, but again, not my favorite cut of meat either.
Right.
But Tim Sobey hooked me up with a giant chunk of,
tenderloin.
Tenderloin. And Maureen loved it, and I was like, okay with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is super tender. It's just that's not my favorite flavor of cut of beef. You know, you can't beat a sirloin, what you did have on there. And he's got Wagyu. Sobey Meats have Wagyu
yeah.
sirloin,
well, that's why
which
I went
is
in there
crazy tender.
After you told me about the Wagyu.
Yeah.
Wagyu, it's actually pronounced.
Right.
He has the Wagyu sirloin on sale. And then I saw that big
tenderloin.
Tenderloin, man.
Tough word for you
it
today.
It is. I'm a little tender from surgery.
Yeah.
So got the mule all hooked up. We got our first snow, and I got the plow. And I'll tell you what, it plows like a V10 Ford, man.
Good,
it
man.
Just did a great job, which was really
beneficial.
Plus, you
had fun doing it.
Well, the night before, I saw it was coming. And
didn't
I,
hang it up on a stump, did
I
you?
I bought some LED lights and put another one on the front hood, and I put the other one on the back cage so I could see backing up, because they don't really have reverse
right.
lights, and you do a lot of backing up plowing, and I don't want to be backing into things. And so I was up till midnight, and it was snowing while I was doing it.
Sure.
And so I couldn't sleep all night thinking, you know, I don't want to be late for work, but I got to get up and plow the driveway. So I slept very poorly. And I got up again, 5 o'clock, and got out there, had it all plowed down. It was already getting heavy.
Yeah, we had don't know where you are, but we had very heavy wet snow that Christmas Eve. And it was 4 or 5 inches where I was, and it was just really heavy. Widowmaker snow, you know, you get out and you shovel that stuff.
Well, I tried my new snow thrower.
Yeah.
And it didn't want to handle it.
No, it's not big enough. I know it's not big enough. Not for that heavy stuff.
But you know what? I still appreciate the gesture. Jop gave me one when he moved.
Yep.
So,
Bob, on New Year's Eve, I cracked open the 28-day-old steak ager and pulled out. I had bought a full New York strip loin and pulled that out. And it probably reduced about 40% in weight.
Oh.
When I put it in there, we had a guy on the show at one point that had this thing called a steak ager, A-G-E-R.
Yep.
And so I got one just to try it, because dry-aged steaks are wonderful. It concentrates the flavors and things. But when I put them in there, this thing is a little box that fits inside your refrigerator, and there's 2 racks in it, so you can – it's about 12 inches wide.
Of course, you could have just put it in your garage with the temperatures.
Yeah, exactly. But you never know. You want it consistent. And this thing's got a little UV light to keep the bacteria down, and a fan that moves air by it all the time. So long story short is I lost about 40% of the weight in a 4-week dry, right?
Maybe and I should dry age my belly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But anyway, you wouldn't lay still long enough. But anyway, I pulled those out, and there's a real dark, almost red wine color crust all over the outside of it. And you cut that off on the...
A little bit funky.
Right, yeah, crunchy, but it's dried, right? But boy, the steaks that are in there after you get that is about 1/4 inch of that. And you cut it off both ends, then you steak it out. Then I took a really sharp, like, paring knife and went around the perimeter to get the stuff that's crusty on the sides. Man, those are wonderfully tender and so flavorful. It's almost like a little earthy taste that it gets, and it's not rotted by any means, because it's been under refrigeration.
Kind of tastes like trout.
Oh, no, I don't know about that, but anyway, it's unique if you've ever tried it. And you know, then I saw bags that you can get online that are like a vac bag that let gases out but don't let anything in, almost
right.
like Gore-Tex.
Yeah, the
and
guy
you
that
can dry age with those.
The guy that invented that is from Grand Rapids.
Really,
he was a customer of mine. And his dad is a doctor at Manistee who created the program to let all the salmon back in the Great Lakes.
Oh, really?
Remarkable family. So I got the best Christmas present ever this year.
What was that?
Well, number one, my son Jordan came home from the Air Force just for the long weekend. But while he was in Texas in training, he's on extended training tour down there. So he's in a great program. And he bought me a Grillin' scarf.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that. I didn't quite understand it.
Scarf that's like total MAGA scarf. And then on the bottom of it, it says Made in the USA. And on the bottom foot of the scarf on each side is like a terry cloth towel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what it was. I couldn't
it's
get
so
it.
It's so badass.
Yeah.
It's
cool.
So badass. So I was telling you, I went to the doctor and Mark Evenhausen, and I told him, he's asking all about the family because he's just a great guy. And I said, well, Maureen's in heaven, and all the grandkids are home. And he's talking, he's poking and prodding, and he goes, I'm really sorry to hear about Maureen. I really liked her. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you said she was in heaven. I said, no, because the grandkids are home.
oh, yeah. Right. All depends where that pause was, right?
Yeah, he went all Eric Clapton on me.
Wow.
So coming up, I want to talk about a steak topper that my son-in-law came up with and it's really cool.
All right, stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.